This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another upcoming new state law.
Senate Bill 912.
Senate Bill 912 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Military Affairs and Pensions Committee on February 7th, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on March 12th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on March 26th, sent to the executive branch on May 7th, and signed into law on July 11th. Senator Ben Brown of Washington is the sponsor. He says his original proposal had one goal.
So the process in which you apply for disability status to the VA is already very burdensome, requires numerous doctor's visits, navigating various hoops that you have to jump through before being approved. For this reason, in many states, simply providing the letter from the VA stating your disability status, it suffices to receive a handicap placard for your vehicle. Unfortunately, in Missouri, in our state, that is not the case.
Other elements would later be added to this measure. Senator Brown says he has been working on this legislation for a couple of years.
Situation that was not even on my radar till I met a young veteran who told me about just his struggles and just how ridiculous he thought that he had to put in all this work and time after serving his country in order to just get a handicap license plate. It just didn't seem to make a lot of sense.
In addition, this new law will review the Commander John Scott Hannon Veterans Mental Health Care Improvement Act of 2019. Make changes to information of services by state agencies for veterans, establish a new medallion program, allow military service members to serve as election judges, make changes to Armed Forces income tax deductions, assist with education expenses for Missouri National Guard members, and create the Uniform Deployed Parents Custody and Visitation Act. Parts of Senate Bill 912 will become law on August 28th. Also set to take effect in a couple of weeks is Senate Bills 754, 746, 788, 765, 841, 887, and 861. Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County says this new law will also feature her Senate Bill 820.
My Stop Cyberstalking and Harassment Task Force, and also Valentine's Law. That's something I'm really, really proud of. I worked very closely with the St. Louis County Police from St. Charles County to get Valentine's Law across the finish line. And what that will do is it will create a felony for people who recklessly flee from the police. And that is something that I have felt passionate about.
She adds this should put new protections into state law.
Fleeing from police puts the first responders in great danger, but it also puts all of you in danger as well, because you just never know when someone's going to be recklessly coming down a road or a street.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.